sure as well.
We should hang out a little bit.
All right.
Stuart, we are ready. Now, after at that point, you won't hear her. Now you won't hear that interruption any longer.
Okay.
Sue? It's going to tell you, you're going to hear some music. I'll introduce the entire show and then introduce you, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Okay. You got it.
Stuart,
I'm rocking.
Go ahead. We're going to be quiet now.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
He sees hair on his head and not his shoulders. And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And if you heard a little bit of a giggle in the background there, that is because the legendary Karen Sands is with us. And she's going to be talking about her latest book, Gray is the New Green. But I'm going to make sure that she also talks about The Ageless Way, Visionaries Have Wrinkles, and all of the other wonderful information she brings to bear as a life coach, as a gerofuturist. We'll talk about what that means, and about her new personal view on aging and when aging really starts and when we should start thinking about aging. And then the next part of our show, apropos of Karen Sands' book, Visionaries Have Wrinkles, we'll be talking to one of the most truthful people, cosmetic dermatologists, about wrinkles. And what is the truth? And why are we marching like lemons to, maybe lemons is a better way to put it, to our doctors to get ourselves to look younger when younger comes from the inside? So we're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things today that are in your life. And before we just jump right in with Karen, remember we have a website, generationboldradio.com, and that's where you can ask questions of myself, of our tremendous numbers of resources. You can give us your photos. We have, I think, one of the best photo galleries of inspirational pictures regarding people over the age of 50, maybe in the world, including 100 centenarians. So we're there. If it's your birthday, let us know. We'll send you a great card. Okay, so let me introduce to you a name you may know. Certainly if you're in the field of aging, you're going to know, and that is Karen Sands. Her books, The Ageless Way, her whole concept of The Ageless Way, really touched off a whole new model of aging. But it doesn't just make us feel better. It makes us do better. And this particular book, Gray is the New Green, focuses on something that she calls the longevity economy. And we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to be talking about your personal entrepreneurship. But Karen, first thing I want to do is really thank you so much for being with us today.
It is my thrill to be here. Thank you.
And as I said in the little break, I'm upset, and you have to help me with this. I'm really upset. I have been in marketing with regard to aging for many years. I started it as an older entrepreneur at age 55. And still today, it's 13, 14 years later, we cannot get the average advertising company to understand this market. Can you explain to people right now how enormous the market of the mature is and how you calculate some of these things and why you think people are just not recognizing it when they're in the industry?
Yeah, that's a big question with a lot of answers. So let's go back to the whole concept of the youth economy and the youth market, which drives and has been driving everything. So when you look at why is this not happening, remember that all the buyers, the program buyers, the advertising buyers, et cetera, are typically in their 20s and 30s. So it's educating that age group, the ones that are making those choices. If you think about even media, getting media interviews, if you're talking about this topic and you've got a 20-year-old that's bringing in people to be on media, they're not going to pick you. So it's that changing that conversation. I'm as upset as you are about this. Back in the back in the, let's see, when was it? It was the 80s, and I was in financial services. That was my one decade stint in corporate America. It was a phenomenal time for me, phenomenal. But what was so phenomenal about it was it introduced me to what was going on, to the trends that were coming. I somehow landed in the retirement and pensions area of financial services, which was certainly not something I intended. But boy, did I learn a lot. And so the projections of what was coming, and serving that market. And it was very, very difficult, even working with advisors. They didn't want to touch that market. They didn't understand it. They didn't know what to do about it, et cetera, et cetera. So this is something that's been around for a very, very long time. But as I looked at all of this, it got me more and more concerned about what was coming down the pike. And so when I left, of course, corporate America and went out on my own, it remained an issue for me. But as I got further and further into it, I could not understand why were we not paying attention to this marketplace.
Exactly.
It made no sense to me at all. And my focus, by the way, is not just 50-plus. It's actually been 40-plus, because if you think about midlife and beyond, all of these shifts and changes are ones that we have denied or not talked about. Of course, we've talked more about midlife as a crisis, but it's really just one more stage, and moving into past 50 is just another stage, and past 65 and 85, et cetera. So my whole view is that I look at it from the 40-plus, but something changed. As I was writing the new book that's coming out in September, which is The Ageless Way, as I was writing it, and I was focusing it on the 40-plus, especially women, in the 40-plus demographic, I realized, what am I saying? Ageism starts at the very beginning.
It may start with kids when they see their grandparents
exactly. As
well, because they have
exactly.
a profound effect on
exactly.
people's idea of what it means to be old. Grandparents
exactly.
have a profound effect on that.
Exactly. And so it's really how we model aging. So I just lost my train of thought.
What I was saying here is that you have now made a connection for me, and that connection
yes.
seems to be a connection you've also just come to, which is we have to educate much younger people, maybe not even 40, but if we're going to get this market to be understood, it's
yes.
the 20 and 30-year-olds.
Absolutely.
And I understand from you that even your focus now is that we start aging almost immediately, you know,
well,
right
you
after childhood.
Exactly.
Yeah, right
if
after
you think
childhood.
About it, I was my first career was as a biology and science and health educator. So, you know, when you think about it, it starts at birth. We start aging the minute we land. You know, so this whole thing of cutting off aging or not using the term aging is so utterly ridiculous. So we do have to start very, very early on. But what happened as I was writing The Ageless Way, and I put in several chapters on this, is that ageism itself affects all of us. Whether you're 20, someone's telling you you're too young to do something. If you're 90, you're too old to do something. The whole thing has to be shifted. And it's not just, I used to say we have to transform the conversation around aging. But to me, it's much, much deeper. It's about the story about aging, which is what you really touched on when you talked about the grandparents. It's what story have we created throughout the ages, right?
Right.
That we're still carrying forward about what it means to age. That story has to change no matter what age you are. So that's why I moved into ageless aging early on, because agelessness is just that. It's not about your age. I mean, we honor our ages. I am so proud that I've made it to 72. Thank you very much. But at the same time, I don't want it to define or to limit me or anyone else as to whatever my age is, whether it's 20 or 90.
And
so
you can
that's
hear,
why.
You can hear Karen Sands' voice in everything she does. And I want to make sure, Karen, that people know how to get the book, but also know how to reach you. Because when we come back after our break, we're going to talk about something a lot more personal, which is personal coaching, what you do. Because you are a gerofuturist, you look to the future. For what's going to happen simply because of our longevity, simply because of our aging. And for those of you who are listening that run businesses, we're going to talk a little bit in a moment to people who would like to run a business. But if you're already running a business, you know that an intergenerational workforce is a wonderful thing, but very hard to achieve. And there's some terrific hints, tips, and insights from Karen in Gray is the New Green. Of course, you can get all of her books, including the one to come, The Ageless Way, on Amazon, but you can also go to KarenSand.com. And Karen Sand, spelled just the way you would think, KarenSand.com. And take a look at the blog. Karen talks about the stories and being a storyteller. You see wonderful stories there. Now, Karen, before we leave for a little bit of a break, I just want to mention to everybody that Karen has contributed to the White House Task Force on Innovative Learning, the Hudson Institute Landmark Study, Workforce 2000. So we're talking to a heavy hitter. And when you go on when you go on her website, you'll be able to really get a tremendous amount of information. And I also know that we have a lot of people here who are entrepreneurs, what I call the late-life entrepreneur or midlife entrepreneur, and also people who have been entrepreneurs since practically their birth, and now their businesses in the second and third generations. So when we come back, we're going to light a fire under them, Karen, with your words of wisdom, not just about the market. They know. See, these are the people who believe the market is big. But how to get it into it. Be right back. Don't you go anywhere. Generation Bold.
Not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so this is very, very good. And now we're going to, in the second segment, we're off the air now. In the second segment, we can talk about some of the very practical parts of your book in terms of sustaining an intergenerational workforce or getting rid of the whole idea of maybe retirement altogether and having this non-age, you know, age
right.
being a non-issue.
Right.
And again, if you don't think in the real world it's practical, you should say that too, because this is not an easy thing to do.
Right, exactly. Exactly, absolutely.
All right, well, Stuart is getting all that together. So when is The Ageless Way coming out?
September 26th.
Okay, very good. That's
it's
almost
actually,
my birthday.
Just between us, it's been written like a year and a half ago, but lots of people told me to wait and stage it, so that's why it's coming out in September. So I'm so anxious for this birth to happen already.
Right. Are you doing
I will
all
send you
stuff?
A copy of it. It's a great, it's really a great book.
Yeah, the reason I'm not asking you about it is because I want to do it when it really comes out.
Oh, yeah, that's, thank you. That's fine. I realize that. I may just go back and forth, you know, on the topic.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
But,
I'm going to stick to what we have in front of us.
Yeah, Gray is the New Green, absolutely.
Now, so that's. Are you going to do the usual, you know, try to be an Amazon bestseller and that sort of the whole nine yards?
Yeah, for The Ageless Way. Yep, for The Ageless Way, I'm doing that definitely.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to
get together.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. What happened with this book is that as I was writing The Ageless Way, there's a chapter on this, and I said, you know, I've got a spin this out. I'm going to keep it in the book still, but spin it out as its own standalone book because I need to grab those people that aren't going to buy The Ageless Way at first, right?
Right.
But need to get shaken up. And so that's why I spun it out and came out
in
March.
I think it's terrific. Yeah, and you touched so many chords that I want to concentrate on your book. One, of course, is Generation Bold is a marketing company, and it's always been around with the struggle. Oh, it's done well, but boy, there's always been a struggle to get that. And then the second part of it is this show, which is 38 stations, and still very difficult to get sponsors that want to sponsor a show for that. Mm. Where I've been very successful is as a financial gerontologist. That's been like what you did in the 80s.
Yep,
that
exactly.
That's worked.
Yep.
Because it's the people that come to that, not the advertisers.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's just been amazing.
Exactly.
All right, but I'm going to come back with your coaching. Do you want to talk a little bit about your coaching, which I would
Sure I can. I think I should explain what a gerofuturist, too, is, though.
Yes,
rather than tossing it out.
That,
yeah.
And then we'll go into what people, your view, your practical view of what people should do if they want to get into this market.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be entrepreneurs in the market. All right,
yep.
Stuart, we're ready.
I'm ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and we thank you. We are adding stations even as we speak. When we began, we had 8 stations. I thought that was a miracle to begin with. We're now up to 39, actually, all over the
Fantastic.
Country. So, yeah, isn't that great? And we
Fantastic.
Are speaking with what I call the legendary Karen Sands. Let me tell you, her website, again, is very simple. It's KarenSands.com. We are eagerly awaiting September when her latest book, The Ageless Way, is coming out. We'll be having her on again. But right now, we're looking at a book that is out currently called Gray is the New Green. Of course, you can learn all about it at KarenSands.com or, as usual, just go to Amazon. Now, one of the things I threw out during the first segment of the show was that Karen is a gerofuturist. And she said, hey, maybe we should tell people what a gerofuturist is. I said, that's a thought. So, Karen, what's a gerofuturist?
Well, what's happened in my life, which has had many, many turns in career-wise, but always a thread going through, was that I was combining two things. In the early 90s, I got my advanced postmaster's degree in gerontology, which is not all about old people, per se. It's the study across the lifespan as how we age and what that means and what the impact is. But even before that, when I was in my corporate career, I got trained as a futurist. And that is not someone that reads tea leaves or a crystal ball. But we look at trends, and we look at how can we see the future looking at alternative futures so that we can prepare for contingencies, but obviously go for the future we want. So when you pull those two together, because I always felt I was like bifurcated, you know, and
right.
So becoming whole, I realized that it was the two together, and I am uniquely a gerofuturist, bringing those two aspects together. And I hope that actually I will bring many, many more gerofuturists to birth now, because it's so critical as we head into the future. And
yeah.
as we head into the longevity economy, which is enormous.
And we're going to get into that and help you get into that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, we have so much kinship. I'm a financial gerontologist, and people look at that. What is that? And a member of the World Future Society. So,
oh, I didn't know that. Me too, of course.
And what we do there is we look at the future of aging from an economic point of view.
Yes.
And
yes.
what it means personally and globally. So the fact is, it's catching on, but still eyes glaze over.
Right.
So and we're speaking to Karen Sand, who has proof in her book, Gray is the New Green, that there's money in them, their hills.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's talk about for a minute your practical advice, because you are a coach, you are an author, and you're a speaker and a teacher. Your practical advice to somebody of any age, who says, I think there is a market here. The mature market is great. I want to go into that market, whether it's travel or healthcare, fashion, doesn't matter. Now, Gray is the New Green convinces them that they're right. But what practical advice would you give to somebody? And does it matter if they are starting this entrepreneurship younger or later in their life?
Well, the largest number, the fastest growing number of entrepreneurs are coming from age 44 to, I think it's 74, and most of them women, by the way. So I don't think there is an age barrier at all to entrepreneurship. And I have been a serial entrepreneur with one stint as an intra
intrapreneur. In fact, I was the first one ever called an intrapreneur. But age is not the issue here in terms of who enters. Age is the end result that we're working on, definitely. What's so exciting to me, and clearly to you, Adrian, is this opportunity is enormous for everyone to enter this field. The needs of the 50-plus, 40-plus, whichever we want to call it, market are just growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, it's not this concept, which I think too many people have, that, oh, it's all about bedpans, which, by the way, we need people who do that kind of caretaking. But it's not only about that. When we look at the technological innovation, when we look at the new services, there isn't any field or aspect of a field that isn't touched by this market. And so no matter what turns you on, start looking at, well, what are the needs of that market? Because, you know, Gen Xers are already turning 50. So we're not talking just about boomers or the mature market. We're talking about each generation as it moves through. So if you're 20, look at the enormous opportunity. Anything that turns you on can be applied to this market. And what's so great about this market is when you design or create a service, a product, a new, something totally new out of the box for the 50-plus market, it typically also serves all of the markets, all of the generations. So the impact,
and you know,
is enormous.
It is enormous. And one of the things that is so frustrating to me, and I, you know, this is called the fountain of truth, so I tell the truth.
Yes.
The fact
is,
I know, and I've been told by advertising people, well, this is a market we don't want to put money into because it's a, they're going to die. Now, do these people think that nobody is coming after us to become 60 and nobody is coming after us to become 70?
Exactly.
It's just that we're the last people on Earth that's going to be 70, 80, and 90 years old. It's absurd. And
it
some
is
of it,
totally absurd.
Yeah, it's what you said. It's the inability to understand and accept that this is a market that's large. And I will have to, I'll have to blame us a little bit, though, Karen. The youth culture we started. I think that today's boomer actually started the youth culture.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, don't trust anybody over 30?
Over 30. And what's so amazing is that all of those people that said that are now in positions of power, and they're over 50 and over 60, et cetera.
Absolutely. It's our generation.
So that all has to change. That all,
it all has to change. But the thing is, I'm hoping that it'll be a little bit from the top down. In other words, we stop being ageist against ourselves.
Exactly.
And then it
has,
all
but that has to start internally. That has to start internally. And that brings back to the coaching, by the way, some of that coaching, because so many people who are 50-plus are coming and saying, am I irrelevant? Who am I if I'm no longer young? I found this in so many of my studies. You know, am I going to become invisible, irrelevant? What do I do next? When, in fact, this is just one more stage of life, one more phase of our careers. I'm 72. I'm doing things now that I didn't do 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And that will continue. There's, you know, I'm not stopping till I can't anymore. So the opportunities are enormous. But I want to be, you know, I'm also a truth teller. So I want to be straight up, though. You know, not everybody's an entrepreneur.
True.
Not everybody has that mindset.
You need the temperament.
Yes, exactly. It is not easy. It's an up and down roller coaster ride, and it does absorb a whole lot of your life. Now, I happen to love, and so do you, what we do, so I'm fine with that. But not everybody can take that, and not everybody should.
So we're going to send anybody.
Can be an intrapreneur, meaning you can be a visionary. This is my book from 2012. You can be a visionary with wrinkles.
And,
Karen,
you know, we're coming down to the end of our segment, so this is the part that always breaks my heart. But the good part is the show is going to be having you back on in September, because we want to really promote the Ageless Way. Right now, gray is the new green. KarenSands.com. What a delight. Thank you, Karen.
I am happy. Thank you.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Very good. We have a great editor, too, so if there's any, like, talk over or voice over, that gets
out
of that.
Yeah.
Very
I'm
nice.
Sorry, we're done already?
I know. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, my God, I wanted to get into more with you, but that's great. We'll do more of this.
We will.
Yeah.
There is so much more to get into.
Yeah.
Now, visionaries have wrinkles. That's out, too.
Yes, that's also listed on Amazon and my site. Yep.
Right. So
yeah, that was from 2012.
Good. So that gives me even another opportunity, even before The Ageless Way, because, frankly, I wanted to get into more of that, too. So
great.
I was just told by our producer that our next guest is on. I don't want to keep her. I want to get us on the road. But we're close enough. We will see each other, and I cannot thank you enough. This is just a great,
I'm so thrilled to meet you. This is wonderful.
It really is. And
it's a lonely road otherwise.
no joke. Okay, I can't
All right.
hang up.
See you soon. All right.
Yes,
very bye-bye.
Good. Thank you. Take care. Hello?
Hello,
Leslie?
This is Leslie Goodson.
Hi, how are you feeling? Because I know
I am just great. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to gush a little bit. I'm going to gush a little bit on the show, too. But if I fully do what I really want to say, they'll think you paid me. So this
You're
is like
doll.
The best.
Thank you.
This is the best book ever.
Are you kidding? I can't believe it makes me feel so good to hear that.
You have no idea how many I read. First of all, I'm very vain, extremely vain, and that
me
I will
too. Know.
I once lost a client because I had a mirror up and I kept looking at myself. So I'm telling you, I am really vain. So and what my big pride and joy is my skin. And
me too.
I have to tell you, I don't know what I'm doing, and now I do. That's
okay, good. Isn't that wonderful feeling to have that control?
Yes. So I want to talk about a few things, and then we'll see. Number one, I want to talk about crepiness.
I would love to talk about crepiness.
Because we are too wrinkle-focused, and we're not crepiness-focused enough. So that's
I'd love to talk about that.
Then
I just reboned on that, last night.
I want to talk about the system, which you basically came up with.
Yes.
So I think that's important. People want to know what to do, right?
Great.
And then finally, a little bit of exposés. I honestly think that people can look younger without the surgery. I feel that.
I agree. I really think that women do not have to suffer the stigma of old, looking old, old-looking skin is. And that I think that having young skin for life should be the new normal.
Right.
And the problem is that they have been chasing the wrong target thanks to cosmetic companies. And if they chase the right target and did the right things, their skin can be immensely brought back to its more youthful state and, more importantly, stay in a youth mode for life, where it's very difficult to create wrinkles. And actually, I can say that at age 60, my skin has fewer wrinkles than it did at age 30, just by following the system. But I learned it slowly over time after my long year in pharmaceuticals, and then cosmeceuticals later on when I became an esthetician.
Okay, so I'm going. Yeah, and of course we're going to start that way, and then I'm going to tell you something really funny on the air that has to do with wrinkles, has nothing to do with you. But
you'll see,
I'll use it as a bridge. I won't tell you what it is now because then you won't laugh.
Good. I can't wait. Okay.
Yes.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy.
I'm inappropriate for my age, and this is Adrienne Byrne, the host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, getting more and more inappropriate for my age every single day that goes by. But the fact is, I'm excited. On my coffee table, this is true, is Leslie Goodson's book, Breaking the Age Code. I will not take it off the coffee table. You've become a coffee table book. As I explained to Leslie, I'm extremely vain. I never met a mirror that I could pass up and not look at. I break the hinges on the passenger seat mirror in the car. And I care about my skin. And
I do too.
And nothing has helped me like Leslie Goodson's book, Breaking the Age Code. So I want you to jump right in. You talk about the fact that women particularly, but now men too, are chasing the wrong target. What do you mean by that?
Okay, I mean that thanks to the cosmetic companies, everything is about moisturization. And although moisturization is very, very key to having healthy skin, it's not where our skin ages. In my book, I reference a study where they biopsied over 157 wrinkles and found that wrinkles happen in the dermal area, and that over time, even in 90-year-olds, the area where the moisturizers reach, the epidermis, kind of stays the same. And wrinkles are created when the dermal collagen, people are starting to become familiar with collagen, when the collagen network actually breaks down and causes little gaps. But the wonderful thing about our skin is that that network, that dermal network, is very, very regenerative. And so there's so many ways that we can use to repair our skin. And that's what my Smooth Strength and Stimulate method is all about.
Yeah, and Leslie has created a system I'm going to talk about in a minute. But let's understand, the way this book is designed, it's quite scientific. You begin by truly understanding
yes.
the skin and each part of it and what and how it begins to look, physically look
yes.
on the surface and the
yes.
breakdown. And then you get
right.
the solutions. Now, the
yes.
first chapter I went to was crepiness, and I'm going to be right out about it. It's
yeah.
not, to me, that is the toughest. That's what's under your arms, even if you lift weights, your neck,
yes.
spine, the décolleté. It's crepey. It's not wrinkled.
Yes.
Two different things.
Right.
And I
yep.
learned what and why. So tell everybody what and why about that.
Okay. Okay, what you're going to start seeing emerging in the cosmetic world, particularly the cosmeceuticals that you find in doctor's offices, are people are starting to pay attention to a part of your skin. It's called the dermal-epidermal junction. And it's kind of known as nature's Velcro. And what it does is it attaches the epidermis, you imagine it as like a sheet over a mattress. The epidermis is the sheet. The mattress is your dermal network. And the dermal-epidermal junction attaches the two together. And actually, it's very wavy to transfer nutrients back and forth. And it's when it's wavy, it's healthy. When you get old, that junction flattens out, and there's not the attachment. So you know how on crepey skin, it looks almost paper thin and crinkly?
Yes.
It's because the dermal-epidermal junction has broken down. And the great news is that they are developing peptides that anybody can use that are specifically formulated to increase the fibrils and the laminins. These are little funny names for collagen that are specifically in that dermal-epidermal junction to help repair it. And also, if you eat a lot of soy and have 40 milligrams of soy twice a day, that's been proven to actually promote your dermal-epidermal junction also.
So let's talk about that connection between nutrition and
yes.
saving your skin.
Yes.
Part of your system, and we'll talk about that in a second, is also the nutritional. Because we hear words like peptides or collagen, hyaluronic acid, it gets thrown out
right.
at us all the time. But
all the time.
Is food enough? And if so, what are the top few that we should think about, like you just mentioned soy?
Well, foods are very, very important. But I'm very disturbed when people buy skincare books that's only about foods, because you'll see a revitalization of your skin with foods, but you're not going to see any significant turning back in time. But foods are vitally important. And probably the most important thing you can do to help regain your firmness and grow your collagen is to eat little bits of protein throughout the day. If you do not have protein throughout the day, your skin is going to suffer. It really will. And you also need, of course, a lot of fruits and vegetables that are hopefully organic and full of antioxidants. Try to go a little bit more lightly on the fruits because they do contain a lot of sugars, and sugar can age your skin in a process called glycation. But as far as supplements are concerned, collagen is a great supplement. There's a lot of medical proof that it does increase collagen. Biosil is also another one that's been proven. Alpha-lipoic acid is just a winner because it is an antioxidant that's able to cover all parts of your skin cell. Your skin cells are divided into parts that water-loving antioxidants go to and fat-loving antioxidants go to. So alpha-lipoic acid is different, that it is both fat and water-loving and will protect your entire skin cell. And there's a lot of other things. For example, when you're talking about aging from sugars, if you include ginger in your diet, cumin, green tea, cinnamon, vitamin B6, niacinamide, and avoid high fructose corn syrup, it will really, really help your skin. You'll see a big difference in your skin if you change your diet.
Yeah, so
most importantly, just remember, avoid sugars, eat protein throughout the day, and make sure you're getting enough fruits and vegetables, and then supplement your diet with some of the supplements I've recommended, and more you'll find in the book.
Yeah, now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the system. But before we leave, we have a few minutes where I really do want to talk about what we're being sold. And I am personally confused, and here's what I would like to know on a personal level. I can go into Rite Aid or Walmart, and I can buy a cream.
Right.
And that's maybe $6 or $7. Seriously, that inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
I can go to my masseuse or an esthetician, and I can buy a $9,500 cream. And I can go to a doctor, and I get a prescription for Retin-A. Depending on where I buy it, it's a different price. And so where do I go? Do I go to – are they all the same? It's just packaging and hype for these dollars? Or are there real differences?
Well, there are two schools of thought. And one is, like, if you go the drugstore route, you probably would want to choose an Olay product because it does have a lot of anti-agers in it. And as far as going to a physician, you're going to get physician strength products. Now, there is one real winner that's the stimulator that every single person should use. You ask any physician out there that's treated a lot of patients, and they will tell you the ones that have used retinic acid or a prescription retinoid, better known as Retin-A, have as young skin as they are at 90 as they are at 30. Their skin absolutely does not change. And how this works is that the Retin-A actually attaches to receptors on the skin cells, gets picked up, brought to the DNA, transcribes the DNA, and your skin cells actually do grow younger. They even used Retin-A on cancerous lesions to make the lesions start to perform younger and get rid of the cancer. So there's a lot of wonderful things that Retin-A does. Now, that said, you can get a retinol in any store, in a fancy department store or in a drugstore. But retinol that you find is only 1/20th the strength of prescription Retin-A. Now, the big news is that there's a new player on the market. It is just starting to appear in a few cosmetic lines. It's called retinaldehyde, and it's very, very close to Retin-A. In fact, it immediately switches to Retin-A when you put it on your skin, so it's able to get to those cell receptors and do its magic. The problem with retinols you buy is that they need to go through a long journey, a lot of different transformations, needs to be metabolized into a lot of different states to reach those receptors, and it's very unlikely that any of it actually does make it to the receptors to really repair your skin. Any doctor that knows the stuff will say that the retinols you buy in the store are 1/20th the efficacy of a prescription product. Right now, you know, if you're really serious about your aging, I would use a smooth strength and stimulate method. Retinaldehyde is on the market, so you don't need a prescription with it. And I would use that's the strongest stimulator available. If you cannot tolerate it, then I would use a peptide.
And we're speaking with Leslie Goodson. She knows her stuff. She's the author of Breaking the Age Code, which you can get, of course, on Amazon. You can get it in the stores. When we come back, we're going to talk about her system and how to get more information about what Leslie Goodson does. I have never read a book that is so thorough, so truthful, so on the line for people who really care about their skin. When I come back, I'm going to tell you Why We Wrinkle. And Leslie's going to laugh. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, we're ready for the second half. Very good. I just loved the book. So will you explain the system a little bit, the method?
Yes, I can explain the system easily and probably more interesting to people than the five. I don't know. Oh, but the name of my book, really, they made a mistake on the first issue. It's Breaking the Age Code, Young Skin for Life.
Ah.
I know.
Okay, when they send, you should know, when they send your press release.
I know. That's terrible. I know. It's just haunting me. And then the first issue that went out, you can only see it on the cover, but not on the spine. So, but if they type in, like on Amazon, Leslie Goodson Breaking Age Code, it pops up. But I just like them to know it means like Young Skin for Life is part of it.
Okay,
possible.
I will. I'll let them know.
Good.
And also, do you have a website that you want them to go to? Or just Amazon?
Amazon is the best. It's also available at Barnes & Noble, but they have to wait a while to get it on Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And it's on a discount now, too.
Mm-hmm. Look, some of my books cost 83 cents on Amazon. That's another story. But I write a lot of financial books.
I've heard wonderful things about your books.
They're fun. But the last one is How Not to Go Broke at 102.
That's so awesome. I wish I could do that. I got so worn out after this book. I thought, how am I going to do another one?
Well, you know, drag it. You say it into the microphone now, and it writes itself. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're probably a good writer. I needed all the help I could get, but I'm better now.
It's a good book. Stu, we are ready whenever you are now. No. Okay, we have to be quiet, Jesus.
Okay.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg. Impossible, but we're at our last segment. And this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and one of the places where we get the most lies, I think, honestly, is in the field of cosmetics, cosmeceuticals, plastic surgery. I am on the side of looking good. I'm extremely vain. I don't mind looking younger than my 68 years. I really don't. But I want to do it the right way and the healthy way. And Leslie Goodson, Breaking the Age Code, A Young Skin for Life. You'll find that on Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble as well. But Leslie says you have to wait longer. This is a book you have to have if you care at all about the way you look. It's an important book. And we're going to talk about what's called the system. But, Leslie, I promised you, do you know why we have wrinkles according to the Bible?
What
the Bible says?
Yes, I do. The reason we have wrinkles, and just wait for this big word, it's called metalloproteinases. And, see, the public doesn't want to hear about this. And those are enzymes that break down your collagen network. They just eat away at it, and they go haywire. And what triggers those enzymes to go into overdrive are such things as the sun and free radicals, some inflammation, and sugars. When they did those biopsies of all those wrinkles, that's what they found underneath each and every wrinkle. Any medical journal or a textbook you're going to read that's very serious for dermatologists, they all say that. It's the enzymes, and that's what my Smooth Strength and Stimulate method helps conquer. But
and
you
I'll
also
you the,
need to...
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what you call the
yeah.
system. And
yes,
that's what we really want to understand, and I want to give you the punchline, because this is so funny, and it's so, I don't know how to say this, so humanistic. When you say this is what people don't want to know, according to the Bible, the reason that we have wrinkles is so that we don't get confused. We don't confuse other people when we look like our kids, or our kids look like us. So
that's
of course
funny.
We have to. Yeah. So of course we have to have wrinkles. And I'll tell you
that's
something. People would rather take that one than the scientific, because, you know, you get a feeling that a wrinkle's right. Let's talk about that for a second. One of the things that we might want to say is, it is humanistic, whether it's biblical, whether it's just a matter of our human biology. We do tend to wrinkle, and we have to ask ourselves, is wrinkles right? Should we just let it happen? And in our society today, frankly, the answer is no. In another culture, it might be different. A beautiful face may be a wrinkled face, but that isn't what we have today. And that's why we need the system. So that's my pitch to everybody who has a philosophical issue about this. Maybe you should look like your kids. Maybe it would be a good thing if people mistook you for your younger sister. So go ahead, Leslie. Tell us how to achieve that.
Wrinkles absolutely do not have to be inevitability. I mean, they absolutely do not. And this is going to seem very simplified, but notice men who shave with a razor blade. They don't get wrinkles in the place where they shave. And that is why, because they're discovering new things about what scraping away those dead skin cells on a daily basis does for your skin. And I can launch into that a little bit. It's part of the system. It's part of the smoothing. The first part of the system is to rev up your number of times that you physically exfoliate your skin. Now, what they learned is that inside every wrinkle is called a corneocyte plug, and it's like putting a big boulder into a ditch. When you get rid of that boulder or corneocyte plug, your wrinkle is able to repair. It's the corneocyte plugs, which is the buildup of dead skin cells inside a wrinkle, actually wedge the wrinkles in place and helps make them more permanent. So when you, just like a man who shaves, when you start to exfoliate more actively and more intensely over a long, long period of time, you're able to get rid of those plugs that wedge wrinkles in place. They also found that it stimulates your lower dermal network, that's where you age, to increase collagen and elastin, which is what you want. So it stimulates your lower network to repair, even though you're just working on the top layer of the skin.
So smoothing is one part of the system. Now it's a three-part
system.
It's
extremely important.
What's the second part?
Okay, second part is strengthening, and that's using a large amount of antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, anti-sugars. These protect the cells. These are going to make your skin look more revitalized. They're going to protect you from even UV rays. When you use a sunscreen, it only mops up 50% of the free radicals generated by the sun. So you really need an antioxidant underneath your sunscreen, like right after you cleanse, to mop up that other free 50% of free radicals. It's also going to catch the auto exhaust, the pollution, all those other free radicals. Because it's the free radicals that stimulate all those other cascading aging events. And then
the last
stimulate, and this is where the cosmetic industry has fallen short. Most of the anti-agers you see, you go into a department store, you can spend $1,000 on, or go into a drugstore and spend $5 on. Most of them are strengtheners, or if they are a stimulator, have like a retinol in it or a peptide, it's a very, very small amount. So they're very weak stimulators. So I give a hierarchy of a bird's eye view of all the stimulators. And stimulators are things like growth factors, peptides, retinols, even estrogen supplementation. So it's critical that you get your stimulator, because your stimulator is what revs up your little cells that produce the collagen and elastin and revs them up to the levels that you had in your youth. So you can repair your wrinkles, you can firm up your skin, you can sort of grow your skin younger by a stimulator, but all the antioxidants in the world are not going to stimulate your cells to repair. It's like when I was in the medical world, these will trigger your cells to do something they normally wouldn't do, and that's what a stimulator does.
So we're speaking with Leslie Goodson, and as usual, we come to the end of a show that could go on for another hour, breaking the age code, Young
Zakiya. Oh, I love speaking. Thank
yeah.
you.
Beautiful. And of course, go to Amazon for the book. I will also tell you that while we have no time for that here, she does give you names of companies and different types of things that you can easily get from drugstores to your doctor to your spa with names and why she selected them personally. And otherwise, guys, I'll say it as I always do. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay.
Oh, that's you were good. So wonderful. Thank you so much. Can you tell me where I can hear you on Saturday or Sunday?
Yes. We will send you something, but here's what we can do. Let me just ask the producer. Will you have time to tell her to send it where she can see everything, or should I tell her right now? Okay, good. We're a little bit rushed today, so here's what it is. If you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com,
okay,
name of the show, you can hear it live. I'm sorry, here's the producer. He knows this by heart.
Thanks. Hi, Allie. So listen, if you want to hear it live, you should go to BizTalkRadio.com at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. That'll be live.
Okay.
And also go to that same website, biztalkradio.com, and download the app, and you can hear it on your phone or your tablet or whatever.
And also
next week, starting around Tuesday or Wednesday, we put it up on the archives, and for a week it'll be on the front page of the GenerationBoldRadio.com.
Oh, you folks are so wonderful. Thank you so very much. You don't know what this means to me.
It's Adrian to say goodbye.
Okay,
so BizTalk is B-I-Z Talk, all one word.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And you download the free app, and you can listen to yourself and tell everybody. Okay.
Thank you again a million times.
Thank you.
I'd love to be on your show again. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.